Track 15. Did you read about Bhutan winning?
Yes, I saw some tweets coming in yesterday. It was quite exciting.
I didn't know they started at the bottom like that.
Yes, the bottom dozen played two matches against each other to qualify in the next World Cup.
I read that they nearly didn't take part at all because of the costs involved.
That's right. Then FIFA made $300,000 available to support the teams, and the Thai team let them have a training ground for a month to get used to the humidity.
That's right. They're used to playing at altitude but aren't used to humidity. That was pretty good of the Thais.
Their story is pretty amazing, really. It's like going back in time. They've only had TV and internet since 1999.
I read that when they played at home, no one had to pay to attend the match and civil servants had the day off work. It's quite a big deal, isn't it?
The coach reckons the players all play much better than he did thanks to television. They have access to games and interviews with other coaches. Even the captain said he wouldn't play like he does without television. He can't remember a time without it.
It's nice to hear something positive about TV.
They scored the winning goal in the 90th minute and said they heard the dragon roar. What a great story.